It is May 8th. Today is the 79th anniversary of the end of the Second World War in Europe. For many years, it was celebrated as the day when fascism was defeated. But I have some bad news for you. Fascism is alive and kicking, and even has plans on you and your home countries. Maybe you still have not noticed it, but it's only because this modern fascism is dressed in a propaganda attire designed to deceive you. Because there are no two things more dissimilar than Russian propaganda aimed at foreigners and Russian propaganda aimed at its own Russian audience. What do Russians tell Europeans, Americans, Asians, and others? But Russia is peaceful, wonderful country, full of spirituality, holiness, and grace, and that evil Ukrainians have concocted deceitful plans to spoil this holiness and grace, forcing Russians to start killing Ukrainians and destroying entire cities just to save themselves. It's idiocy, but many believe in it, otherwise they would have to face the horrific reality and acknowledge that it's an unjust war aimed at destroying an entire nation. What does propaganda tell Russians themselves? It's also a celebration of idiocy, but of a completely different kind. Every day, television convinces Russians that Ukrainians are traitors trying to switch sides to the godless West instead of fighting alongside Russians against this West. Newspapers write about it, films are made, and thousands of books are written. Armies of propagandists talk about how Ukraine should not exist, that that state should only be an outpost for the future war against the West, that Ukrainians are actually Russians confused by the West, and they need to be brought back to become the vanguard of the Russian army during its invasion of Europe, and they are that serious about it. They are preparing to fight the whole world and want Ukrainians to join them, and not just join, but consciously and joyfully. The war against the West has become the main ideology of Russians, their religion, their God, and they sincerely don't understand why Ukrainians don't want to worship this God and march with Russians to conquer Berlin and Paris. While various politicians in the West talk about how to negotiate better with the Russians themselves, almost without hiding it, are making plans to destroy entire countries in the West. And they lament that they are forced to spend time and effort storming small villages in the Donbass instead of Brussels and London. Ukrainians have no place whatsoever in the new religion of the Russians. We either have to become Russians and join their army, or be destroyed together with the West, perceived as the main enemy to Russia. That's it, there are no other options. If I were in the shoes of wars making decisions in the West, I would listen to all these Russian stories. They fantasize about conquering Europe, dream of destroying the USA, and openly talk about it. Prepare for the worst. These maniacs won't stop just like that. Perhaps at some point they might decide that taking Warsaw or Prague could be easier than capturing Kharkiv or Odessa, and turn their war efforts towards you.